Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Kesha,
aka Kesha. Welcome, everyone. You are watching the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. This is Chapter 24. Before we get started, if you haven't already, subscribe to our page below. Find us on iTunes. Find us on SoundCloud. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, and let us know what you think so we can bring you more. And I am Stephanie Georgie, your host for today. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. And my lovely two co-hosts today will be
Madison Chase Fitness, and you can follow me on Twitter at Madison Chase Fit.
And I'm Amanda Richards, and you can find me at Amanda FTA31 on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's it, actually.
What's the FTA stand for?
You'll never know.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, one day I'll tell you.
That
one
was a fantastic
day.
Response.
If I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
Right? Okay. Sam is not here today, but she will be here next week and for the following episodes. But she sends her love to all of you. And now we shall start with our wonderful and fantastic show, Jane the Virgin, as always with our flashback.
This is 24, right?
Yeah, 24. Okay. As always with our flashback, I loved this one because it had to do with Michael and Jane. And, well, actually, it starts off this way where I'm getting excited. And now I know that I am Team Raph because of how I felt in the beginning and how I felt at the end of this episode. Mm. So in the beginning, we see that it didn't just come together together for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're so...
It didn't come together for them, and that they didn't have everything in common.
Yeah.
So in a situation like that, do you think it's nice because you have to build something and it's something new for you? Or...
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. Would you rather... or do you want everything just to come together?
I think opposites attract. So I think a little bit of that is good. Now, obviously, they have enough in common that they fell in love in the first place. So right. I like that they had to kind of, you know, find their differences as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, camping, we can get over that, I hope. It's not like he's an avid camper.
Right.
I think.
Well, I mean, he's not, but I don't know. What do you think? Why are you laughing for?
No, you know what? Because I have this friend, and so she's, we're both single. And it's interesting to hear her perspective, which is... She can't be a friend to a guy first and then date them.
Wait.
She wants it to be like an instant attraction and then you guys start dating.
Okay.
And then you find out the things that you have in common. So she is all about, you have to have things that are in common, like your family upbringing and all of that stuff. So I'm like, that's an interesting perspective.
Yeah.
From her perspective. But I think... I'm a friend first. Like, I think you should be friends first. Like, I want to date my best friend because I think that's the way you maintain the friendship. And I don't think you necessarily have to have everything in common because I think sometimes it's great for someone to teach you something that you may not really be interested in. Like, I'm not a huge... I like football, but I only like watching the Super Bowls and the playoff games. So,
yeah, you know, that's something I have to get used to with my boyfriend. Like,
Football every weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, that's, you're not the only person. My roommate's doing the same thing. Well, it's not her boyfriend, but still.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Did you answer the question?
I didn't. I was going to say that I'm glad that you mentioned your friend's perspective only because only recently in my life I thought, well, you know what? He is so great and why don't I, you know, try it out because it might be a little bit better. But I think that for me, it has to be one of those things where if I don't like you right away, I'm not going to grow into it. Because if I grow into it, I'll just as easily grow out of it.
That's a good point.
You know? Yeah. So, because, and I remember my ex used to always say, like, oh, you fall too quickly. I'm like, what are you talking about? Right. And then now I think it's because if I don't fall quickly, I'm not going to fall at all.
Yeah.
Speaking of ex-boyfriends and girlfriends, we are going to talk to you just for a second about a new series on the CW. It is called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And chances are that if you don't have a crazy ex, you probably are the crazy ex.
Would you think?
Yeah, sometimes. We'll see. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. But this show, the writer from this show does come from The Devil Wears Prada and 500 Days of Summer, both fantastic movies. And this is a musical type show, which I love. It's about a girl named Rebecca Bunch, and she's a bit obsessed with her first love, who's her ex-boyfriend. And while she has this dream job in New York, she runs into him again and then finds out that he's moving to the great city of West Covina in here in Los Angeles.
Two hours from the beach.
Really,
I like how you did your little...
Well, because, I mean, for those who are from LA, West Covina is cool, but it ain't that cool. And she follows him over here for that. So that's like, you know, the epitome of a crazy ex. But otherwise, this show's really funny. I love that there's like a musical part in it. And you can catch it. The series premiered last week, October 12th. And it's there's on the CW on Mondays, 8/7 Central. Catch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Crazy
ex-girlfriend. And back to Jane the Virgin.
Another crazy show.
Right? So she's reminiscing on Michael, and then we come to the present, and we see Jane stuck in her bubble. Which is funny, because in the flashback, he talks about her stinky ass. Yeah. And it's because she hasn't showered, and then the narrator says this is the dirtiest she's ever been, or the grossest she's ever been.
The disgusting virgin. I like how they crossed the disgusting virgin.
Yeah. And then she's in the kitchen, and they're trying to calculate how many days she's gone without showering, and it was 7 days.
Which is
the longest you can go without showering.
For me?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I have to shower every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie.
Maybe one day if it's, like, you know, if you're a rainy day.
Yeah.
And rainy days in L.A. don't happen, so... Right.
Even though they said it's about to, like, really, really rain. So they said she should prepare for the rain.
Yes, El Niño.
Word to the wise. Right. El Niño is coming.
Galoshes. Yeah.
I think it's already here.
It's already here. Yeah, because it rained today.
It's been starting. It's been dark. And, like, the humidity's coming in. I think I can go maybe a weekend or my camping situation.
Oh, okay.
I have a friend who used to say, you know, sometimes I just like to live in my own filth. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Ew, but Jane looked really bad.
She looked disgusting.
She did.
But you know what? I think part of that was if your child had been kidnapped, like the post-traumatic stress of, I don't want to go anywhere.
Sure.
I'm happy. My baby is safe.
Yes.
That we're safe. So I think that that's what.
And she's home.
She's like, I'm home. I know it's safe. And I'd rather stink at home than be out in public. So maybe it was just kind of like a reverse psychology where she was like, if I don't bathe, then I won't want to go out.
Right.
Possibly.
Or she had no reason to bathe because she had no plans on going out.
Exactly.
Ever again.
Or even dating.
Yeah.
Really.
I start laughing because during that entire time, they almost get her to shower, but then she decides she wants to take a nap also. Which, you know what? Think about it, though, because sleep is super important to some people. So
heck,
it's like,
especially when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
And breastfeeding.
You and your baby. Yeah.
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 Absolutely. Side note, this has nothing to do with the show. I just want to say that Madison's manicure looks really good.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. You're so
nice. Did she get her nails really clear when I keep looking at it? I'm like, oh, my God.
What's happening? Okay. Yes. Thanks.
Isn't it true that when you get a manicure, you're, like, always looking at your nails? And when people come up to you, you're kind of like, let me point to this for you.
Yes.
I don't think it's over
you, or you just want to, like, talk with your hands. You're like, I know. And so I just.
Yeah.
If you guys aren't watching this, Steph is, like, touching her face.
Right? And just moving the little bangs that I have from so you could see it. Okay, sorry about that.
Anyways,
so she decides to take a nap, and then Xiomara has to come in, and what? She has to go talk to Jane and tell her that.
She stinks.
Yes. And that she should go out to lunch, and then she mentions it, and Raph and Michael run to the room.
Of course.
I love that part.
Where we get introduced to our little season of The Bachelorette, which I think is
Hilarious. Yes, I like that. The Bachelorette Jane. She's so spicy.
Right? And Simona was right. She's like, your boyfriends. Why don't you let one of your boyfriends take you to lunch? Man, does that happen, though? I think it's funny that I mentioned last week, you could really fall in love with two people.
I think it's possible.
I think it's definitely possible. For sure.
I think the only reason why they are both okay with it is because, one, she hasn't slept with either of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's not, you know, if that would never be a situation if she was sleeping with both of them.
She hasn't even kissed either of them.
You know what? You're right.
It would never happen.
Well, not since the baby.
Not since the baby.
She hasn't kissed either.
But it just, it would have never happened. And I think that they're both thinking that I'm allowed to love her and I'm allowed to want to be with her, because this is what it looks like, America, when you are genuinely a prize, meaning...
Come on, ding, ding, ding.
V-card, not swipe. She is a good person. Yeah. And
sometimes, man. Not all the time.
No, but I'm saying, but in a situation like this, that's what makes it easier.
Yes, but I also think you have two men, because sometimes, like, listening to my friends that are in relationships that are not the best relationships, mm-hmm. listening to them kind of justify the guy that didn't think that they were the prize, that mm-hmm. they were just kind of like the side prize. Or I'll take the, what's the prize?
It's your consolation prize.
Mm-hmm. That's, mm-hmm. If you're like the consolation chick, then you're not going to get what Jane is getting. Which is like, they're really fun. And here's the other thing too, like the reverse psychology. When you stop caring mm-hmm. about somebody, then people want you more.
And it's
unfortunately
true.
Like if you stop caring, like I notice when I don't call guys, they call me more,
right?
Like, but then that's because I have a couple in the wings, you know, right. You gotta have
I feel like that's always worse than fighting or breaking up or having a heated argument. It's just knowing that they don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the worst burn ever. Right. Knowing that they just don't care anymore.
Yeah.
My version is that when I'm not paying attention, I think it's because I'm a lot.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where, no, seriously, and it just, I've seen the difference.
I like that you said, I think that I'm a lot.
Well, you're right, because everybody knows I probably am. But my thing is, like, you know, I haven't been with nobody in a minute, and I think I'm a bit of a catch. However, if I really like you, you're going to know. And so I think that's what maybe gets you.
Yeah. You can't let them know.
And then I see that the days that I'm quiet, maybe I have a sore throat or I just don't want to, you know, I want to conserve my energy. I genuinely have had, like, those people I've been interested in come up to me like, you're so cute today or whatever. I'm like, damn, I got to be quiet for you to notice. And it makes me sad. So it's one of those things you have to kind of figure yourself out and be like, well, they better like you for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, for you, Steph, like, you want somebody that likes
that
the talkative
girl. That can handle it, right?
Yeah, that can handle it.
Because otherwise, I'm going to be so sad, just quiet all the time.
Yeah, you would be sad bottling all that up.
What's that Demi Lovato song where she's like, when I don't care, I can play him like a Ken doll?
Yeah.
Mm. Wash my hair.
Yes, exactly. Demi Lovato, love her. I wish she was my best friend.
Yeah, I like
but
her.
But that's how it is when you don't care. Mm-hmm. It works.
And she's still with, who's she dating?
I think she was Damien. Yes.
Wilmer
Valderrama.
Yeah,
they're so cute together. I like them. Okay, go ahead. Sidebar.
No, who cares? I love them sidebars.
Yeah.
I was going to do an extra sidebar, but I'm holding back. All right, sorry. So then the next thing we have is their triple date. They're at lunch.
That is the funniest thing. Wait, why did I do this? I just had this conversation with somebody. So there was this guy that I was seeing, right? And I decided that I was done with him. I was like, I'm done. Like, he couldn't decide. He was dating this girl, and he couldn't decide between her and I. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me help you decide.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the decision for you. Smart. So I made the decision for him. And in the process of me having the I'm done with you, lose my number conversation, I set up the other date to come and pick me up from the same location. Yes, I did.
Better than the show.
Right. And
I wish I was on reality TV.
Man, it was good. I was like, I am a boss. So I introduced them because
Yes, I did.
I said, hey, such and such, meet such and such. Hey, you guys are both from Toronto. You should meet. And the second guy was like, I cannot believe that you overbooked. I was like, well, he's done. I was like, I was having the I'm done with you conversation. So.
No, you didn't.
But when I tell you the old guy was like, I cannot believe that you met the new. I was like, yes, this is what I'm doing. I told the old guy, I was like, look,
Do you see my face right now? Doing is imagining. No, I want to see the entire thing.
I'll have to tell you more detail after this goes up. But yeah, it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did anybody hit their head on the table like Raph?
No. But I think the first guy was more amazed because he couldn't believe. Like, I'm nice, but I'm not a pushover.
Right.
And when people see
and the people
other
try to take
side,
advantage of that,
when
exactly.
people take advantage of me, I turn into a whole other person mm-hmm. that people just can't even imagine. I'm yeah. like, just as nice as I am, I could be just as ruthless.
Exactly.
Don't get it twisted. So.
I'm not right. sitting on your bad side. No way. I'm nervous
but yes,
now.
Don't be nervous. But yes, no, I love that she is in a position where she could really take her time, but I love at the end how Abuela kind of sums up her personality of how that's going to be hard for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe that they sat next to each other in front of her. Like, that's so crazy.
But you know what? I think when you're focused on the person that you love, mm-hmm. it's not about the other person, or it shouldn't be.
Right.
Yeah. I think. What do you think?
But I did love that Raphael said to him something to the effect of, when are you going to get over this?
Right.
This is yeah. my family. Yes. I was waiting
yeah.
for that. Because for me, if you guys remember last week, I was like, I think Michael should get out.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
understand why he won't, and I understand right. why it's important to the story, but I wanted that moment of Raphael being just being
yeah.
like, what are you doing?
Absolutely. Yeah. I know. So, one of our viewers liked that you said that last week. Yeah. She's like, thank you.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like,
I mean, I'm just speaking realistically. I understand for the show, we have yeah. to have Michael. I love the actor. It's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, if this was real life, I would say, you know, take the high road.
Yeah. Huh? Get to step in. I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. And they both got nervous and whatnot. Oh, but this is during this little lunch is when he mentions to both of them that Rose, because Jane thinks she sees Rose in the bathroom,
yes.
that Rose might have a different face because, you know, that's what she's been doing. So
which we talked about last week, mm-hmm. that we thought it might be someone different.
Right.
And it is.
And then that scares Jane all over again, but I don't know. We'll see. And then I think it's funny that when she comes back from the date, Abuela goes, ya regresaste tan rápido, which is, you know, you came back so quickly. And at that scene, we find out that Xiomara's team Michael and that Abuela is team Rafael.
I am
happy that they finally put that in there.
Yeah,
we finally have the teams, and it was said on the show. But yeah, and we see why Xiomara is right, because, you know,
I think because he actually saved the baby a couple of times, mm-hmm. you know, as far as really being the protector, and the fact that he waited for her
for
2 years. That's a long time.
And Xiomara still knows well her Playboys.
And she also knows, too, about her, Jane, and Abuela being protected by Michael when she was about to be deported.
Exactly. He's always been there.
He's always
not,
been
and
there.
Not just for Jane.
Yeah. For the whole family.
Yeah.
And the security system, too. I thought that was so super.
And the code
special.
Bean giraffe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it. He's yeah. good.
It's
he's
crazy
good.
That he just showed up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That he showed up with the security system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But in about 25 seconds. Not even.
Right.
Well, they needed something going on because poor Jane is also suffering due to her neighbors, which is the reason why we started with that song by Kesha, and because it said that your love is my drug, because both of those guys are my drug right now when I watch this show. It's so sad. But yeah, but the noise, I thought it was hilarious when she said, not Kesha, the girl, she goes, entitled breeders.
Yes!
I was like, oh my God, you're so right. Breeders are so entitled.
And I love that Kesha's on the show. I think it's great. And I love that she's playing a character she's not playing herself.
Yes.
I think it's great.
I think so, too.
Because when I first saw her, I was like, I
that
know that
really
actress.
Keisha?
How do I know that actress? Mm-hmm. Then I was
that
like,
was
oh,
Keisha.
It's Kesha.
Keisha, girl, yeah.
Keisha.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Keisha.
Keisha is on the show. Keisha got a role.
You know what? I'm not going to lie, though. That's what I do with Katy Perry.
What do you call it?
Katy
Perry?
I always say it, not even thinking about it. Katy Perry.
Interesting.
I love
but it's
it.
Katy, everybody, just in case you didn't
just
know.
Just in case.
Okay, so I'm kind of just doing this scene by scene, so if I go all over the place, I'm sorry. However, yeah, so we see the neighbors, that whole thing is happening. I think it's funny because then later, which I don't write down, so I'm going to mention it now, Jane steals the amp, which leads
and
to
And I love
else.
That that Roth was a part of.
Right?
The yeah, thing, she's like, can you hold the baby?
And she puts it right. It fits so perfectly in the little carriage, mm-hmm. and then she covers it.
I love that conversation between her and Roth as well. Mm-hmm. I love how in this episode she had her moments with Michael and her moments with Roth.
We needed to
just
see it.
Like The Bachelorette.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I love how they played that
her
out one-on-ones. The entire story.
Yeah,
that's and then she had the confessional at
the confessional was
she's
too
like,
cute.
I'm in my confessional. And I was so excited because I thought they were going to make her a fairy godmother of some kind. Mm-hmm. And when they made her The Bachelorette, I was like, that is a great twist that I was not expecting.
That was
perfect.
Yeah, who are we going to give the final rose to?
I know.
Yeah. I mean, but that is so hard. And you know what? Man, last night with my roommate, so she just started watching Jane the Virgin. She's obsessed.
She just started watching?
Yeah, oh, on wow. Netflix. And I watched 5 of the episodes from season 1. But it was right when Jane was leaving. Oh, it was like the beginning. It was right when Jane was leaving Michael and when she was falling in love with Raph. And it bothers me because the way she falls for Raph is so good. You yes. watch it and you're like, oh my God, that chemistry is there. But
it's
then
amazing.
It's amazing how real, as much as this is a novela, how realistic it is when yeah, situations is. Happen like that. Because now look where she's at with Michael. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, so much can change in a little bit of time.
Right.
Now, off of going into some other characters in the show, Luisa, our psychotic sister, she is learning how to run the hotel. So she's taking her notes. And
not
it's so funny
well.
How we underestimate her. Like, I was so mad at her last week, but then she has her intelligence. Like, we forget that she was a gynecologist. She was a doctor. She's
right.
not completely a moron. But
she is an addict, though.
She is an addict, which is that's just, I guess, a flaw in anyone's personality. But
right.
I don't know. She's learning how to take care of the hotel. And speaking of the hotel, now Scott wants to manage it. And he threatens Petra with telling Raph, an ultimatum. Either either make me the lounge manager or I'll tell Raph. Which we don't even need him to tell Raph, but
because Raph found out.
And while they're in the hotel, we see the evil guy check
again.
In.
Oh yeah.
The one that was with Rose.
Yes.
And this show's so funny because it doesn't leave anything to your imagination. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what's going on. They play it out for you like a football game.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
With the circles and then this happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't leave anything for the for the audience to figure out. It's all right there in front of you.
Totally.
I love that, though, because even when every time, like, her heart pounds, every time they do that,
I know.
It almost makes you feel it.
Yeah.
You know, when your stomach
does.
Drops, like if you were in that situation, even though it's corny, but I'm like, no, I get it. I feel you, I meant. And then we see Bachelor Jane, and after she had, because Raph is doing all of this, so she's spending her time with Michael, and this is when Michael is setting up the alarm system, and they have this conversation after he sets everything up where she's like, you know, we never really talked. I liked it. He's holding the baby, which at that moment, Mateo looked perfect.
Amazing.
And he was a little ball. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Oh, he has gotten awfully big, though, since
he
was just
cute.
A newborn, like, 2 episodes ago.
But
I guess that's TV magic.
Though. Yeah.
He said TV magic, TV baby magic.
Yeah. He's adorable, though.
So, apparently, Michael, he has had baby experience because he had to go babysit one time, and then Jane's like, you never told me about that, and then they just never really had conversation about babies, which why would you if, you know, you haven't even had sex yet. And they have this moment where, man, Michael. They have this moment where Michael says, yeah, but before it was a hypothetical situation. And he's right. 100%.
Oh,
they were engaged. She got pregnant by another guy. Like, he had every right to feel and do and say what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, and he's like, yeah, but now he's here. It's Mateo. So, yes, I'm all in.
Oh,
I know.
That was perfect.
Perfect.
Even Bachelor Jane goes, ding, 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 ding. Like, give him the rose. It's done. Marry him.
And even I, who am so Team Roth, am like, that was pretty cute.
It was super cute.
The alarm system was pretty cute to me, too. Because who doesn't want a guy that's concerned about your safety?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even if they didn't start as friends, they had that best friend relationship, which Madison was talking about, that she wants to be in love with her best friend.
Yeah.
I feel like that's maybe the reason why he's kind of allowed to be around.
Yeah.
But it doesn't
matter. Because
he's
her best friend.
Yeah. And again, it's the whole sex thing, though.
Yeah.
But they should know that emotions are that important that it should be the equivalent of sex with Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they probably don't, because men don't think like that.
I know.
They definitely don't think the emotional part is important.
He's almost too sweet. I would love if he went bad.
I'd beg to differ on that.
What?
Who said that?
You're not allowed to say I beg to differ. Why?
I am an emotional man.
Aww.
I'm emotionally invested. I'm actually going through planning our wedding right now, and I can't wait till it's done and over with when everyone goes up to her and are like, oh my god, whose idea was that and that? And she's like, his. 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 And I'll be like, see, all your friends that thought I was just some dude actually know that I have a heart.
First of all, I didn't know you were engaged. Oh my god, that super cute. So when do you get married?
Next October or November.
Oh, so you're like really in the planning stages. You got a whole year.
Get it. Okay, so fine. He's sensitive. Thank you, James, for that.
some guys are sensitive.
Some guys. Yeah.
You're a rarity.
Okay, but here's the thing. This is another reason why Jane gets her respect, because even at that moment, which it was perfect, and mm-hmm. even though on The Bachelorette, they kiss everybody, she doesn't kiss Michael.
She doesn't. She doesn't kiss either one of them. She like pulls back, like.
She has a lot of self-discipline.
Yeah,
that'd be hard to do.
Yeah,
I feel like if it were me, I know it sounds terrible, but I'd be like kissing both of them.
I would too.
Yeah,
I totally.
I'd be like, I gotta see the chemistry.
Yep,
see what's going on,
right?
And
he was so close.
Yeah, and you gotta see if you get butterflies in your stomach.
And what girl has two? Very attractive guys.
So
like, so obsessed with her.
Me!
That hasn't happened to me since the ninth grade. The ninth grade.
Well, that's...
Is that, like, happening to you right now?
Absolutely.
No, but I just love the way she said, me! Damn! Life is hard!
Hey, Madison's not laughing, though.
Dang, I keep putting... Who cares? The best. I'm starting to get hot, though, in here.
I know, it's hot.
I'm like, oh my...
I'm like, whew. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
No, yeah, so, but kissing, she just doesn't do it, whereas Xiomara doesn't care.
Yeah,
Xiomara and Rogelio are fighting each other because they're much
love grown. It. Yeah.
And we, now they're stuck together on the
literally.
Cruise ship on their way to Cuba. And it sucks because Rogelio doesn't want to perform on stage while everyone's eating. And they have to, but I think they're really cute. And I like this.
They're really cute, and I think I love that Rogelio is like actually opening up more. Like he's really sharing his feelings. But I love that Xiomara knows him enough to say, "You have some unresolved issues."
Yeah,
you can't even say her name
exactly. Which, why don't we just finish this storyline topic?
Okay,
they are good, and then after that performance, right before they sleep together. It was really intense, I felt like. It's not like they were drunk or anything. It was just they were finished with that performance, and I think that they are both in their element. So he goes in, and he's like, kiss her, and he's like, oh, I'm so happy to be here again, naked next to you. And it's like, oh, it's so great. And then they decide to stay married, but then
I think it was a smart decision. I think it's a smart decision when you know someone has unresolved feelings. They need to process it. And men take they take longer they take a little bit longer to process out of a situation.
Sure.
Like women, we talk all the time, so we're already processing in the process of...
Processing, yeah, girl.
Yeah, we're processing it all the time, so we don't have to process it out. Like, once we're done, we're done.
Right.
And so I think... She realizes, as a woman, he's just now starting to open up to me. And he's just, like, he can't even say her name.
Yeah.
So you need to fix that.
Before you can do anything permanent with me.
Before you could,
So which is true, because she doesn't even really know what the big issue was. So then what if that issue falls in there, but he never communicated to her, and then it just would have been a hot mess.
Yeah. I think it's...
I love them.
I love them together. And I definitely... But I was thinking after they, had that wonderful... evening.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they should just stay married. But then, would you really want to like show the wedding pictures with Cher?
Right.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, a lot of development for her character too.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
For sure. Maturity. And so,
exactly. Maturity. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Absolutely.
And she's like, now that I'm going to be a grandma. I mean, it's funny though. Even though they had that situation, it's funny what a grandchild. A baby will do for everyone.
Yeah.
You just feel like you have to step your game up.
Better.
So she decides that with him, and fortunately he agrees, and they're going to go on a date, and they're going to talk about it. But what does that mean? So they're going to get the annulment first thing?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a waste of money, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I'd say let's go on the date, stay married for a little while.
And then make it a bigger thing.
And then if we have to get divorced.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like the pressure of the having the title and the pressure of already being married would kind of ruin things.
Would ruin things. But, you're right.
And even having to keep
and
that
secret.
And he's
rich, so he can afford an annulment.
Yeah.
So. I love it. He's fun, rich.
Right? So, okay, now why don't we do... Actually, this is what we're going to start doing. From here on out, why don't we start doing storylines? That way, it's not like we can finish a whole subject.
Yeah.
Because I want to... Now, Petra...
Oh. Oof. Eesh.
We can't say her name.
Yeah. She should be the one that should not be named because she... I mean, it works. She gets pregnant. She gets sick. And then we see that plus sign at the end. And... I loved Raph's face.
Oh, my God.
How sad was that? It was so perfect.
It was perfect.
And she, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do with this. Like, that's power. Like, the second she saw that plus sign, I mean, she vomited. But that's...
So she's definitely pregnant.
Yeah. Ugh.
So she's definitely still involved.
She can't get
However, I did love her blue dress in the first
one. Oh, my gosh. That was gorgeous. She looked fierce. Like the mint color. Yeah, it was gorgeous.
That was a good dress.
Do you think... No, I mean, the worst part is that no one's allowed to be like, no, you have to terminate that baby. Like, you can't say that to anyone.
I never even thought of that.
That he would say that?
Yeah.
No.
Because that's an unwanted pregnancy. And I can see Raphael doing that. But then how do you have a baby and even think of doing that?
What if in the end it's just Jane and Michael and Petra and Raphael?
What
if that's how it ends? Wouldn't that be so sad?
Yeah, because they insisted on that last week. I mean, last week with Cena, seeing what they had between each other, but...
I can't even see Raphael and Petra getting together. Because you saw his face. It was not like a happy face. Yeah. It was like, I want to...
Because at the end of the day...
Kill her.
That's how that baby came. She's conniving.
Yeah, she's conniving. So I can't see them being together at all. Like, I think he would probably want to take the child away from her. And she's just a surrogate. Like, thank you for your womb.
Right. Yeah, but the baby's going to look like her. So that's why it sucks.
Maybe.
It's not like a surrogate where they got Jane's egg and Raph's egg. And put them together, which that will follow my prediction because I have a prediction with that exact scenario where you said that Raph will have the baby. I'm going to write that down.
I definitely think that he is going to, because she's crazy. And the fact that she stole the sperm and he didn't know it, like he could probably use that against her and say she's unfit.
Yeah.
She's conniving. She's that.
Yes.
And take the baby and get full custody. And the fact that Jane, you know, even though that wasn't planned, they fell in love and it's different and they have a family versus crazy Petra.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So now let's I'm going to do a quicker storyline so we can finish with the boys.
Okay.
Abuela has a moment in this episode, a very important moment where the police come because the amp was stolen and it was really emotional. I definitely cried.
Yeah.
And I like that this time we kind of got more into it. You see how scared she is. She's crying. She is crying. Are our phones on airplane or something?
Mine's on airplane mode.
Wah, 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 wah. That's what it sounded like. Do you hear it?
Wah, wah. Yeah, I hear it.
I love that in the end of that scenario, though.
Sorry, are we good?
It came out positive. Oh.
Yeah, it came out positive because it's great to see both Xiomara and Jane get emotional, and for Abuela to, you know, this is her grandson now, and he's like, I know how that was hung over your head through your childhood, through both of their childhoods. So it was really good. It was really nice to see that. You see, people can change even towards the end.
Yeah.
Voy a aplicar por mi green card.
Aww. And you know what?
Yeah.
It's me.
It is.
What's wrong? I don't know.
You can have mine.
I don't know what's happening.
Who cares?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Can you still hear me, Marissa?
Or James?
No, James.
No.
Hello.
You can talk on mine.
What about now?
No, it's all fuzzy.
Okay.
Hello?
Put it towards the center of you guys, kind of.
Like this?
No, so just actually scoot the thing over.
Oh, here we go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. I lost my train of thought.
I feel like it's coming to mind now. That's so funny. Sorry, everyone. We're having technical difficulties for those who are not watching live. Our mics are making static noises. But we were on the subject of Abuela. And
you know what it made me think of? It made me think of Well, I know we're not talking about politics, but it brought to light how some politicians in the whole immigration issue, like, it brought it to light to me, like, wow, what a traumatic thing it is for people to possibly be deported. Like, it was...
And separated from their families.
And separated from their families. Absolutely. Like, I was like, wow.
I had a conversation with someone that I know, and he is a very hard worker, and, you know, he's what I thought, what you call here in Southern California, Chicano, which are, you know, Latino, Mexicans, excuse me, specifically Mexicans who've been here for a long time. They're La Raza, Mecha, and it's, you know, a continuation of these, like, Mexican families that are that have been here but have stayed in that culture, whatever, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me how, no, he was undocumented, and I'm like, really? I didn't even know that. He's like, yeah, I got here when I was 12, but it took us twice. The first time he got caught and he got sent back. Wow. But I've never heard anyone tell me that. I've never heard anyone say, wow. I've never heard the whole, we tried twice. And he's like, I'm like, damn. Oh, no, he was 9 years old. And I'm like, so you remembered? He's like, no, like, I remember crossing. Like, that's why the very derogative term wetback is created. He's like, no, like, we literally went through the water. And, like, I remember going through that entire thing twice. So, like, that kind of blows my mind. And it's really sad because we don't know. I mean, Abuela being in Miami did the even scarier one, which is through the ocean. And we know that. Do you remember that, the Elian Gonzalez story?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How he's the only one who survived. Yes. Like, it is. It's scary. And in Cuba, they, I mean, we still can't even, they don't have tourism there still. Yeah. So.
They do, but it's very.
Right. Yeah. And not that she's from Cuba, but Venezuela and everything else. And even in Venezuela, they were having issues with the presidency over there as well. So it just sucks and it's sad. And Abuela doesn't have any other family. So if she were to be deported, that's it. All she has is her daughter and her granddaughter.
And I have a feeling that Roth is going to step in and try to make something happen. Or possibly Michael will step in and make sure.
I mean, he's tried once, but... Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. That's sad. But that does bring the girls together. Mm-hmm. And then...
Emotional.
Okay. Now we can talk. Well, we have this little issue at the end where Luisa discovers that the document was forged. And she tries to. And then she gets caught by the creepy guy.
Yeah, creepy guy. That's Rose's...
Poor Luisa, man. This always happens to her. But anyways. But that's all we know from her for this. Like, there's nothing else we can get out of it. Mm-hmm. And now with Raph and Michael. They are the final two. We finally get our one-on-one with Raphael. And this is after the whole amp thing and whatever. And he takes her into the suite. Bachelor Jane is there saying, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, this is so cute, fantasy suite, what do you think he's gonna do? And he opens it and it's like a nursery in the hotel.
Yeah,
so cute.
So considerate. Adorable. Yeah,
it is. And they have their moment in the car where he's like, this is what I want.
Yeah. Oh, that was cute.
This is what I want is, like, is for Thursday. Us to be together. And then he tells her, he's like, I love you, Jane.
And it was the best acting I've seen him ever.
Really?
Yes. I thought he was completely grounded and, like, he just, I really believed him.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's just because I want to believe him because I love him so much. But I was like, oh my gosh, this is a scene. Like, this guy is good.
Well, you know, really fortunately, good. It's like, it's life imitating art with Justin Baldoni because he has just had a beautiful baby as well. And his wife, Emily, which one of our viewers, thank you for whoever's watching, hopefully you see this also, mentioned that Emily is in the lactation circle. She's the one that we look at.
Oh my gosh.
I knew the entire time. I was like, why does that woman look so familiar?
You're so right.
Do you remember? Emily, yes. She's the only other one that you look at. That's Emily. And I want to say that might be their baby, which would be incredible.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
So
you see, like, you can see him kind of really delivering in it and
that's
holding those
why
moments.
You probably were so.
So I love that you said that because I mean it could be and that's awesome that he can use that for his acting and for this scene.
Yeah.
So he says everything great and later he even sends her like this email and he's like, you know, my family, this is what I want. And then I get all mixed up inside because Michael then also says something really good and his confidence shows and his manliness is there when he says, who would you say knows you better, me or Raph? You know, comfortably she says Raph, and he's like, yeah, that's why I know that you're not in love with him, but you're in love with the idea of family.
Yeah.
Which, for I think anyone would conquer anything, right?
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that it'll, that's the only reason why it'll win, but mm-hmm. now that he's put it in her head, it's like she has to think twice as hard. And what if that is the reason? But mm-hmm. no, because in the beginning, when she started falling for him, it was him.
Yeah.
And she didn't want the baby necessarily.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, because he, I mean, that's...
It is. It's like Roth is her, you know, attraction from the first moment she saw him. She loved, or, you know, she felt something.
Yeah.
And Michael's like the best friend that, you know, helps you out and is an amazing person. I think it's Roth. I really do.
Yeah. I definitely think it's Roth. I'm team Roth.
I'm team Roth.
Yeah. I'm team Roth.
Let's make shirts.
Right? Let's make
t-shirts. Roth, yeah.
I think it's totally. Team Roth with the exception of, let's go into predictions.
Let's do it.
We got 2 minutes of predictions.
And now, we're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
If... I think it's Roth, and what if, and I'm hoping maybe it would be it, if Petra is pregnant and Jane finds out, which we see in the in that episode, I can't help but think that if I was Jane and I just had Mateo, it would break my heart to think that his brother or sister would be terminated.
A half brother, sister,
doesn't matter. It's like blood.
Right.
And I would think of Mateo having a sibling. Even though she can give him a sibling as well, still, it's like the baby, more than sharing Raph's blood or Petra's blood or anything like that, is now a part of Mateo also.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? There's a connection there. So
yeah,
does this mean that Petra has become a novela where Petra has this baby and Raph gets custody, and then Raph becomes a family with Jane, Mateo, and this new baby? Or is Raph going to be the single father with these two children, and Michael is with Jane and Mateo? Or Michael...
It's boggling my mind. Yeah. I don't know.
What are your predictions? How do you feel? And now that you can even talk about how you feel about the boys, too.
I mean, I'm Team Roth till the end, but I think that it's going to have to be one of those things. Like I keep saying, it takes a village. I think it's going to be one of those things where mm-hmm. it's all of these people coming together and taking care, you know, and they're going to probably stress the fact that it's all about family, and family, you know, in a modern family isn't, you know, just a mom and a dad and whatever. Mm-hmm. It's whoever loves you and whoever supports you, mm-hmm. and that's how it's going to end. It's going to be like a one big family. I think Petra's probably going to come around somehow.
When she's not committed.
Right.
Because I think they're definitely going to try to have her committed.
Or something.
Something's got to be detrimental for her to
learn.
Two, I definitely don't think they're going to terminate or have her or ask her. I can't see him asking her to terminate the baby. Even though as crazy as she is, the fact that she
That's what I'm
it,
saying,
The only
And she's pregnant. Like, it's not like you could undo that situation.
Yeah. And she has history of miscarriage.
Oh.
So maybe when she sees the baby's face, that'll be her moment of... That'll be when her character kind of turns her life around. When she sees the baby's face and
if
it's
she
like,
has
I'm
it?
If she has it and like, I'm a mother now.
Oh, maybe.
So I'm not going to be a terrible person.
Maybe.
Maybe am I thinking too good?
No, I didn't even think of that. I'm saying that she has history of miscarriage, so maybe she just loses this baby as well.
I see. Terminating the baby. Yeah. Meaning that she won't.
Oh my gosh, and you know what else?
What?
Raph can't even have another baby with Jane.
Yeah, because it's...
So why would he... Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So either Petra loses the baby... Or they have it. And the only reason why it could be either of them is because they set that up for us last episode by letting us see when she was actually pregnant, and she was quite, like, she was already showing.
She was far along.
She was far along,
so
and she saw the miscarriage.
It. Wow. Oh, that'd be terrible that she used his last sample. And you can't.
Because he finds out, and now... We don't even know.
The writers
and
are Jane's, just going to have a field day. I mean,
and Jane says it to both of them, which we didn't even mention. I'm in love with both of you, but... And they're both hurt, and that's when we see their confessionals, but yeah.
That's interesting.
And they're both butthurt about hearing it.
I mean, I would be.
Dang! Okay.
Well, too much.
That's your chapter 24 for you. Thank you all so much for watching. Please comment below and let us know if we didn't mention something or if you'd like us to bring something up next week. And otherwise, you can, or actually, go ahead, ladies. What are
you
your handles?
You can find me, Amanda Richards, at AmandaFTA31 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Madison Chase Fit, and then on YouTube, One Mad Chase.
All right, and you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. And for Amanda Madison, Sam who's not here, and myself, this is the Jane the Virgin After Show. See you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.